Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode number 2 of Mares in Black. I'm Jackie Rossi.
I'm Heather Malone Bogle. And this is a model horse podcast by hobbyists for hobbyists. We're going to start out today by saying sorry, we're back in your ears again. Briar.
I don't think they're sorry.
Briar and its rush up to Briarfest has released so much stuff we didn't want to wait. And there are other things we wanted to talk about for the big week in Kentucky. So that's one of the reasons we've got another one coming out so soon.
It just feels like, and it feels like too, like we were originally supposed to record this on Sunday night, and in the delay between Sunday and tonight, we've already gotten 3 more new things.
I know. We're going to have to do one weekly. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And we also wanted to give a little bit of listener feedback from the first podcast, but we don't want to mess around too much with that. We just want to talk about models, models, models.
Because that's why we're here, is to talk about the models, models, models.
So let's go to our news section. Just listener feedback about the show. I've got some really great friends that are honest with me that sounded my told me I say too much, and my sound quality was not as good as Jackie's. So we've tried to and I just said again. I'm trying to watch that, people. I'm sorry.
You're going
to
be very self-conscious about it.
But we're working on my quality issue. I have a townhouse that has really high ceilings. It's super airy. And so I don't know how much of that we can abate. I may have to start recording in the basement like Gollum.
And I have a very cluttered office that absorbs all the sound.
Like, I stayed with her one time and had nowhere to put my jewelry because every surface has stuff on it. Like, it's true. Every single surface.
Still true.
I went outside and told her husband, I was like, I had to take my fingers and just separate a little area where I could put my stuff down. And his parents were over and they all shook their heads in unison like, oh, Jackie's a pack rat.
Yeah.
So
it's love.
Yeah. Okay, so
first of all, I mean, we had 400 downloads on the first episode.
Yeah, we're at 413.
So humbled, and so happy you guys like it. We were heard apparently all over the world: Japan, Ecuador,
Sweden, Norway,
Sweden,
Ireland, Australia,
Germany,
yeah,
Germany. Obviously, the United States and the UK. That was really cool. It was cool seeing everything kind of pop up. You can tell where the pockets of hobbyists are.
We got almost all 50 states. Yeah.
It was really cool.
Well, they were like, the biggest downloads were Aurora, where I'm from, Nutley, where she's from, and Cupertino, California, which we figure was iTunes.
Well, Lexington, Kentucky got a lot, too.
That's true. Lexington blew up towards the end.
A lot in Lexington.
So some of the other stuff you gave us was describe the models when we're talking about them and identify people. So we'll try and do that. Loud sound effects were stepping on our talk.
So we're going to fix that today.
Yeah.
This show.
The show listing was boring and unnecessary.
And we agree.
So and we'll talk about this later. I think one of the things we want to do is offer shout outs for shows as a sponsorship sort of thing. It won't be very expensive, but you know, you want to throw us a couple of bucks and we'll mention your show on the air. But we'll get to that later.
Okay, excellent.
And the biggest thing, the last point was that everybody was like, the length is not an issue. Stop talking about the length. We could have listened to more. So we're just kind of going to attack this organically. Every time we think we need to do a show, we'll do a show and we'll just go, you know, within reason. We're going to try not to go over 2 hours, but, you know, trying to keep it. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I imagine Briarfest season is going to be, we're probably going to be doing stuff more often. And as things slow down, you know, we'll have to go dig into, find some, you know, find other topics to kind of talk about.
Yeah, because it's a little slower. This time of year, it's just so release-driven and event-driven. And, you know, probably in November, that's when we'll have, you know, a more regular schedule. And we'll be talking about things like, you know, how do you really feel about Florentine models?
Like, what's the history of Peter Stone?
What is the history of Peter Stone? you know, we also, we got some offers for international, to talk about international shows, talk about youth, so stuff like that. Hobby history, hobby anecdote.
Yeah. So, which will all be really interesting stuff to dig into when we have time to dig into it.
I think hobby history is fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So thanks for all your feedback. It was super helpful. You know, all of it was positive. We got great reviews. All the criticism was constructive. So we really appreciate it, and we're going to keep on trucking. So now we're going into everybody's favorite part, the theme topic, which is still Briarfest, Nan, Copper Fox, Equalocity, the horse you want.
all the stuff that is now you can lose your minds about because you're starting to see it. It's being teased. And
yeah.
Lots of OMG and wow. So should we dive right in with...
Yeah, let's get to it.
Okay, so mid-year releases. So Briar went ahead and listed all their mid-year releases. I think these are available starting in the store at Briarfest.
Are they?
I believe so. Or
yeah, I guess on the Briar Minute, Catherine and Jamie from Briar teased three of the horses, so I assume they'll be there, at least some of them.
Yeah, maybe not all. Because there's the one, the Prism one, which is the Moody Andalusian in this rainbow pinto pattern. Which they've done as one-offs on a lot of models. For auctions
mosaic.
And stuff. Yeah, mosaic being, you know, but they've done it on, I think there's a flash out there too. But this
like
one's attained.
Briarfest this, auction models?
I believe the flash was a one of a kind painted specifically for somebody. The mosaic, which is the Lonesome Glory model with the mosaic pattern on it, that was a Briarfest auction model. But this thing's attainable by mere mortals.
Yeah, there was a lot of there were a lot of squeeing over the rainbow.
Yeah,
as so someone 35... called it the Gay Pride Andalusian. It is June. You know, good call, Briar.
But that horse is limited to 3,500 pieces, so a lot of people were pre-ordering them.
Yeah,
I pre-ordered mine, so it'll get here when it gets here, and I'm very excited about it.
Okay, so I think we need to talk about the elephant in the room. Next,
which is
the Mini Albarozzo.
Oh my God.
The Unicorn Mystery Stable Mate Box, which has also, I think, a Moody in there that has not been
Magnolia.
That small before. Magnolia. But
that was I believe that was one of those like cold cast resin China things. I don't think it's been in plastic before.
Was it a crystal?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't collect the crystals, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
But. The big deal is the Albarozzo, and the possibilities of what can be shrunk down is now impacting the hobby.
Right, because we've now seen two crystals that have been released in plastic.
Yeah,
And just think about what the implications of that, everybody, just for a minute. And well, you can come back now.
Commence screaming.
Just...
Get your smelling
Bobby
salts.
Joe.
I found a meme of people freaking out at an Oprah when she gives people a car or something.
Yep.
And there's one woman that's practically in tears and just cry like, oh my God. And everybody else around is jumping up and yelling. And I was like,
this is
the hobby. This is the hobby right now. Like, they had a year like this a couple years ago, Briar had. When we saw Stephanie at New York, at the New York Horse Show.
Right, the Horse Show.
I was just like, you guys.
Oh, and that was Stephanie Visenko.
Yeah, Stephanie Visenko. Yeah,
right?
Sorry.
Yep.
Who is the, I think, the VP of communications, or I'm not sure what her title is now.
She's up there. Yeah,
she's up there.
She's been around
forever. I was just like, you have absolutely killed it this year. You have. I have never seen the hobby so excited. So this year is, I feel like this is kind of like that year. Like they've really just thrown it on the ground.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be a collector, people.
So we want to take bets on how fast there's going to be a customized... Somebody's going to break that horn off and customize a Mini Albarozzo, throw it on eBay.
People are already plotting. I already know people have already bought the boxes. So as soon as they're available... I'm going to say if these come out... When did these come out? Like beginning, mid-July-ish?
It's like
I'm saying before Briarfest is over.
Thunderdome at Cracker Barrel.
<That's right. laughs>
The WWE don't have nothing on that.
No, they do not.
Okay. So anyway, Minnie Alboroso.
Oh.
Minnie God. Magnolia.
Just the implications, I know. People.
Well, now there's...
I can't.
We'll get to the Crystal Hamiltonian, but now that's in the lineup. So let's talk about Harley.
Oh, yeah.
I wish this was a different saddle pony. I love that lead line pony. He's a track pony.
Yep.
Like Smokey was.
Yeah.
So I think just for the mold and the horse that it's representing, because he's kind of a draft cross, it's actually a really clever offering.
I would agree with that. I also think if he comes out like his prototype, that's going to be a very nice pattern.
Yeah.
He's really cool looking.
He is.
So, probably.
And he's late June, early July. And we know from the Monday Minute for Briar that he's expected at Briar Fest.
Yes.
Along with King, Trixie Chick's trick horse? Trixie Chick?
He's a trick riding horse.
And
this
he's
is the stock horse.
Yeah, he's
stallion
on the stock horse stallion from what, the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody 80s. Was so thrilled when he came out. Like, oh.
I was. Came in three colors, people. Mm-hmm. And this one's a really pretty, like, Palomino Tobiano. He's really, that pattern's really nice.
And does he have a blue ribbon?
No, that is a watermark.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Because there was, I saw it on
I'm just looking at the
too.
Thumbnail.
Yeah.
The thumbnail.
No, it's on a couple of them. I think it's just a watermark.
Then there is Aurora, who is the sparkly pink unicorn on Mariah. Was that the sculpture's original name?
Yes.
The Christina Lucas Francis Morgan, I believe.
Yes.
I really like this mold. I think
it makes a good unicorn.
Makes a great unicorn. And it's classic size. It was that mold was the first gift I gave my niece Kate, and she still
Aww.
Sleeps with it. So
that's adorable.
And, you know, everybody in the hobby usually is all for unicorns and sparkly pink things, so.
Yeah. This is a good choice.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Who's next?
Who is next? Do you want to talk about the Yasmin?
Yes. I always want to talk about Yasmin.
Yes. We always want to talk about the Yasmin. So the Yasmin is a solid bay, and her name is LV Integrity. This one was also in the Briar Minute, so it's implied that that horse will be there at Briar Fest as well. This is a nice horse.
Oh, I love this.
I'm glad
this
to see it in kind of a, you know, plain bay. That's my favorite flavor of everything.
Yep. Me too.
So, this will be a fun horse.
Well, and this mold's particularly suited, I feel like, and I've had this conversation with other people. Mm-hmm. It's suited to endurance type Arabs.
100% agree.
I've heard a lot of people say when Yasmin came out, they were like, it's not typey enough. And I'm like, it's typey for an endurance Arab. It's typey enough for a backyard Arab. They don't all look, you know, just like anything. They don't, you know, there are differences. There's, you know, people know better than that.
Yeah, they should.
Or should. Yeah.
Yeah, they should.
So I'm thrilled with this horse. I think it's more organic looking. It's, you know, less manipulated like than I feel some, you know, some lines are. So yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I love this. I loved this horse when it was in resin as Olala. And the bay is just beautiful.
Yeah, so that's a good one.
All right.
I need that.
Who else?
What else? Anybody else we gotta talk about? Oh, Nevermore. Nevermore.
Yeah. Oh, Poe.
This is the Christina Lucas Francis, I can't remember, Forever Sage.
Yep.
The Mustang.
I will be having one of those because we collect, Josh collects the Halloween horses.
Okay.
And Poe, I'm a huge Poe fan, so.
Oh, there we go.
So, and I think I think they did this really well. I think this is one of the better Halloween horses.
Yes. I think that the decoration on it is flattering on this particular model.
Yeah,
And I think it's a little subtle too because I people apparently miss the connection of the name with the ravens on it, but
really
it's Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah,
now people don't read anymore, I guess.
Yeah,
I think Is Sergeant Reckless mid-year? I know he's a re-release.
No, it's a reissue.
Okay.
It was, they made it, they it got discontinued, and it's back, so.
Okay. I think that's everybody for mid-year.
I think so as well.
Okay.
So exciting.
It is exciting. I feel like, yay. I feel like we're, we're just six again, like,
well, just feel like too, like every other day I go to PayPal and send money to Briar, and then 48 hours later they're like, hey,
I know.
I'm like, come on,
like, give us a shipping deal or something, you guys. Yeah, can you just right. Can you group it, can you, you know, just
give us some kind of warning. It's not cool. And okay. speaking of Briar wanting our money every 2 seconds, we also got surprised with Callahan in the last week or so, and this was the classic scale Shire in a Gambler's Choice, three different colors, a silver dab, like the silver filigree,
decorator, yeah.
An actual silver,
yeah,
the horse color silver, and a palomino, and I think they're all. They're all miniature, like, Winter Song editions. I don't collect Winter Song, so I'm not totally paying attention to what's been running.
Oh, so these all, these colors and patterns all ran on Winter Song first.
Yeah, so this is kind of one of the things they, like, which I kind of enjoy them doing, is taking patterns from other models and running it.
I do. I love that mix up. Especially in the Vintage Club when they do it with modern horses, you know.
Yeah.
This guy sold out.
Yes, quickly sold out.
I think I saw the biggest demand for the Silver Bay.
Yes, he's very pretty. So after we talked about how we don't horse flip anymore, I did buy one of these with zero intention of keeping it. And I haven't opened it yet because I don't know if it would be better to try and sell it unopened and a big surprise, or to open it and you know, sell the color.
I would open it. Just from the standpoint that some of the silver filigrees had some pretty serious fly issues.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
I saw three different ones and they all had this similar line on their shoulder. Did you see those?
Oh, I did see one of those.
I saw more than one. No, I said that's, I actually saw the first one right when they came out, and then I saw two more, and I assured those people that it wasn't isolated. So I actually don't know how many people had issues with their silver filigree. I didn't see the same issue on the other two colors, but that doesn't mean it's not there.
Right.
So that would be the only reason I would say look at it first. Yeah.
All right.
That being said, I think that Silver Bay is beautiful. They're all great colors.
I mean, that silver filigree is that the color that works for me an awful lot of the time.
I really love, and I know this is going to sound a little schmoopy, but I kind of love the sense of community that we get when we have these limited mix and match, you know, Gambler's Choice. And then the hobby has to reach out among other people to say, well, I got this and I need that and blah, blah, blah. And it's all, you know.
Like the trading and the,
yeah,
I like that.
I think
that's
super fun.
That is super fun.
How much was he? How much was Callahan?
$30.
Oh, that's not terrible.
Not terrible, yeah.
I did not get one. I'm not a fan of this mold.
And that the horse flipping temptation did not visit your.
Well, you know, you heard my screed on it last time that if I can get the butt end of a flipping deal, I'll do it. So, I resisted. There was about half a second of and then I was like, no. No.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You owe people money. Stop it.
Stop it.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on. The new Stablemate Club horse is out and about.
Sapporo.
Yes. This is my
favorite Japanese beer.
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 This is the mini Brishin in a dapple gray with black points.
Yeah, he also has, and I think this is a great touch, and I like to see people do it, is do the yellowing in the mane and tail that grays have.
Yes.
And sometimes it's not done very well, but at least from this prototype picture, it looks great.
Well, I have mine in hand.
Oh, well, let me see.
In his little box. Oh, you want to see him? There, he's so cute.
He is cute.
I really love the Stablemate packaging now.
I haven't taken my mini Velagro Abby out of his box because I can't bear to.
None of mine that have come in these boxes have come out of a box because they're too adorable. I know.
I mean, I'm not going to show them, so I just leave them in their boxes.
Yeah, like the boxes make me happy.
I don't know how I can dislike the big Brishen so much and love the little one. Just dissonant.
I think the little one, I think the shrinking de-emphasizes some of the issues that we have with the big Brishen.
Maybe.
Who
was it that told me that sometime... Swap. I think it was Christina Lucas Francis told me one time that shrinking or enlarging sometimes helps.
Mm-hmm.
Like things that she didn't think worked at one scale worked way better at another. So
yeah, I mean, we've seen that.
You wouldn't think that would, but maybe.
Doesn't make sense. It should be the same, but I think this horse works a lot better as a mini. Because I have no big Brishens. There's a no big Brishen rule here. I will have 49 of these little ones at some point.
He's super cute.
So good job, Briar.
If we didn't mention it, he was Stablemate Club. He's the third release?
I believe he's the third one for this year. It's about right.
Okay.
They come out like every other month.
All right.
Okay. And speaking of clubs, we got today, we got a sneak peek at the new premier horse, which is apparently an Australian stock horse named Dundee. Did we figure out which sculpture this was? Is this Kitty Cantrell?
Sifton.
Sifton.
It's one of the two. It's either Sue or Kitty, but I think it's Sue Sifton. And the paint job is Nikki Button, who is one of my favorites.
Yeah, so we just got a sneak of his head and part of his head and neck.
Not sure what he's doing, but I can see that his left shoulder is up and he's bending to, at least his neck and head are, he's bending to the right, if this isn't a reversed picture.
Yeah, there's always that.
So, I'm not really sure. Maybe a lope, maybe...
We might see the whole horse tomorrow.
I hope so. I love this color. Nice. If they replicate this, buttery Palomino is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be honest, it just with that snippet, it doesn't look like a Sifton horse to me.
No.
It's, her stuff is, this looks softer than her stuff is usually pretty angular.
Okay.
And that's not a fault. I'm not shading her, but you know, all sculptors have a style, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm interested to see what this looks like. Maybe it's a canter.
Maybe he's cantering and he's turning.
Doesn't feel like a trot to me. I don't know. We'll have to see. But super interested to see. It's the second release.
To see what the red he looks
so
like.
So then is the third release Kitty?
I guess. Because I thought it was Kitty Cantrell, Sue Sifton, and Morgan Kilbourne were the sculptors this year.
So it's Morgan and Morgan, right? Morgan also designed her paint, right?
I don't actually know that.
I
don't remember them promoting a painter for this one. So.
And then this one is Sue and Nikki, and then the last one will be Kitty and Tammy. Parmachuk.
Yes. Parmachuk. Yes.
Tammy, I apologize if I screwed that up. So super excited about all of those.
Yeah, that's going to be a good year in the Premier Club.
Yep. Okay. So let's move. Dundee is done. So let's talk about the Vintage Club San Domingo.
That's the horse I paid for today.
Every other day I'm paying Briar.
Serious. I'm just like, here's my bank account, guys. Just take what you want. Send me a horse once in a while. So I kind of thought we were going to get the Weather Girls before Briar Fest so there could be some horse trading there, but I guess they're going to be later in the fall. So we got the San Domingo, which... What the Vintage Club does sometimes, and I like this, is they take an older model and put a paint job on it that uses more of the more modern kinds of techniques.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of flip this too. Sometimes they take the older models and put like, you know, the spattered apple gray or one of their old, you know, hand airbrushed Appaloosas on it or something like that. So this is a San Domingo and like a chestnut with a flaxen mane and tail. Yep. With a pretty intricate looking pinto pattern.
Is this somebody else's pattern? I don't recognize it.
Did not recognize it. I think it's just his.
And he's glossy, right?
He's so very pretty. So how can you go wrong with that? I ask you? You can't. So
I think it's a function of age, but now I just all I want is glossy.
Oh, I always liked the glossies.
Well, I did too.
Go ahead.
But I've, you know, glossies to me have their place, and certain things I like to be matte, you know, like the thoroughbreds and stuff like that, because I felt that was more realistic. And now I'm just like, just gloss everything.
Just gloss it. The gloss means the colors, like, do fun things. Like, I don't know, it adds depth or something to them. I actually think everything but the Weather Girls is gloss this year in the Vintage Club, now that I'm looking at them.
I don't know about the Stablemate.
Oh, the Stablemate may not be.
But yeah, everything else is.
But everything else looks gloss.
Well, they couldn't gloss the Weather Girls because they're in the old Proud Arab colors, and they didn't gloss those.
Well, yeah, not in that edition of them. Like, remember, the original Proud Arab mirror, yeah, did come in gloss.
I find it interesting.
But not in those colors.
That's true. I find it interesting, though, that they did the Mahogany Bay, they did the Alabaster, and then they did the Black Point Dapple Gray as opposed to the...
I thought that was great.
Okay.
As opposed to what? They I mean, because it was those were the three colors.
No,
I mean,
Black Point
Dapple... Black Point was only a short, not even a year thing.
It was like 83?
It wasn't even a whole year.
Yeah. But they were normally just straight up gray.
Right.
Gray with gray.
But that's the sought after one.
I know. Somewhere I have a two sock Proud Arabian Stallion with black points.
Mm. Oh, wow. Really?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
And got him out of the box at Christmas like that. Had no idea he was special until many years later.
I got mine whenever we went to the mall. I would hassle my parents to let me buy a horse. And I went to there were three toy stores. I went to one, spent 15 minutes staring at the wall of horses and picked the Proud Arab Stallion. I wasn't allowed to open him till I got in the car. And I opened him and he didn't look like the horse on the box.
And you were like,
and I didn't know how to feel like for a long time.
I remember liking mine. I named him Sahib. Mm-hmm. And he was not the boss stallion because my Alabaster Proud Arabian Stallion was the leader of the pack.
Oh.
But he was the young and up-and-comer, right? So
mine was named Roger Moore, and he did not start out as the head stallion, but he eventually became that.
But my Mahogany Proud Arabian Stallion, because I had read Miles to Go several times, and so he was Ophir, and he was... the sage older father of the herd. You know, he'd given it to
the
his Fury was the head of everything, and then Sahib was the young buck, and he was the, you know, sitting on top of the mountain going, horses, don't be foolish.
That's awesome,
dude. I had an intricate social system going on.
Oh, I understand, because I did too. It's amusing to me that those horses that I played with still have those personalities.
Oh, absolutely. I can't get rid of them because...
Oh, no, absolutely
they
not.
They are people.
They're going to go to somebody who's not going to understand them. You can't have that.
The other funny thing is, when I used to make my sister play with me, I would... before the genetics thing all blew up, right? When I was... you know, 9 or 10, I was dividing my herds by what I called the warm colors and the cold colors. So the bays and the chestnuts and the palominos all were a tribe. And then the blacks and the grays and the alabasters were all a tribe. And it's all about base color.
The implications.
I know, it's a little racist.
It's a little racist.
I had apartheid going on.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Enough about that. Rabbit hole.
Good rabbit hole, though.
Yeah, great rabbit. I think people will find this fascinating because I'm sure other people had that kind of thing going on.
You can share those stories with us because I love hearing
them. Yeah. It'd be a great show to do.
That would
about
be my first horse.
Socioeconomic systems with your childhood herd. Okay.
So
what's next?
Well, this is moving on to Briarfest Live. Right as we were whining about how we didn't have prize horses last time.
Yes.
The second we hit publish, they produced the prize horses.
I know. I was just like, really?
I'm like, Do they bug my house? I want to know.
They listened to the cast and were like, let's push them out, girls.
They're like, get them out there now. So our sectional, all right, so how Briarfest works, they have glossy regular run models as like the division or sectional prizes. And those this year are a glossy Brunello, which is that Iodocus and a chestnut, and glossy Huynh, which is the Forever Sage, the Mustang Mare in a dapple gray.
Chalky.
Chalky. That will be pretty.
Yes.
Just calling it right now.
Is Huynh how you say it?
That's how I say it. I think so, because it's from one of the Narnia books.
Oh, I've been calling it Huynh.
No, it's because it's supposed to be. There were two horses in the Narnia books, Bree and Huynh, and they were supposed to sound like sounds horses would make. So I assumed it was Huynh.
Okay. I read the Narnia books. Why don't I know that?
This was the horse and his boy. It's like one of the later ones.
Oh, I probably only got to those once.
Yeah. So
like I've read The Lion and the Witch and the Wardrobe 15 times, and the last couple of books I only read once.
Okay. That one stood out to me.
So, yeah. So, and those are sectionals.
Those are sectionals. And then the overalls are a pacer in a gray pinto.
Yes. I love him.
Hot to trot. And the other one is Cloverleaf, which is, I want to call it Affinity, but it's not Affinity. It's the walking thoroughbred model.
No, it's not. It's Standing.
It's Standing. Oh, it's Geronimo?
Yes, it's Geronimo.
Okay, I'm sorry. The other one is
Cloverleaf.
Cloverleaf. Yep. So this is Geronimo, and that's also a very pretty horse.
That is a beautiful color.
That is a beautiful color.
Be more beautiful if it was glossy.
It would. That is
true.
Why isn't
the pacer glossy, for God's sake?
Because I don't think the overall prizes are ever glossy. They save the glossies for the sectionals.
Ah. Maybe, right?
I believe that's it. But he's
going to kill him to gloss them. I don't think so. There's only, eight of them per?
Yeah, something like that. 8 or 9 of them.
Okay.
He's pretty anyway.
Yeah. So while I think these are great prize models, I know that they are not as well received as some of the prize models have been.
Yes, that's true. It's hard to top that Cleveland Bay from last year.
Oh, yeah. That's gorgeous.
That's a really tough one to top.
I mean, they're still, you know, small run.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't, I'm not sure they set the world on fire like some previous prize models have.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But that's okay, you know, because it's not about the prize models.
That's right. It's about loving, hanging out with our friends that we love.
It's about sportsmanship and coming together as a mutual love of model horses.
You know, and not crying because somebody, you know, elbowed you to the table.
It's
going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
Okay. So
next.
Now the anticipation. The crystal.
So this is not the pacer.
So exciting.
This is Hambletonian, which is
also not the stablemate pacer.
It is Sarah Rose.
Yeah.
This is a really great sculpture. I had a Pam Hutton Hambletonian in Bay that I sold to Kim Haymond, and she still has him. I really love this sculpt. I think it's going to... This Hambletonian is a shrinky, just makes me want to do that, like, Lord of the Rings or Lord of the Dance, you know, where you're, like, clogging,
yes.
You know, and just putting your arms up in the air and going, woohoo!
So, because this is, I have one of these in an original finish because it is a great model.
But it was only in cold cast, right?
Only in cold cast.
So fragile.
And they break
so
really easily.
Fragile. Like, when I shipped to Kim, its tail broke. And I was devastated because I packed that horse with an inch of my life. And
yeah. Mine arrived in its original packaging with
broken
legs that had cracks. Yeah, I had to get them repaired.
Yeah. Being said, you know, I'm not a crystal collector. If I was, I'd be super excited about this. you know, Sarah's a giant in the sculpting community. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just, it's fantastic. They decided to really, one of the things I'll give them is they capitalize a lot more. Like we were talking last podcast about how they haven't capitalized on their theme, right? Right.
As doing much. Much better job this year.
It's been, I'm really impressed. So, and I'm really impressed that they've pulled the standard breads into it.
Yes.
A lot more. So.
Yeah, they've been very well represented. So, yay.
Okay.
And they also released some of their swag for the Garland gift shop.
Yeah, I saw the bags and the shirts. They look pretty good.
The drink.
Tumbler.
The tumbler.
Wine glasses. Briar, are you listening to me? Wine glasses.
Yeah, I will be looking at it. There's been a pint glass every year. Apparently, they've been making them in decreasing quantities. So if there's a pint glass in that store, I will be hunting that. Oh, it does say collectible pint glass right on the website.
Oh, I see it.
There will be a pint glass at the store.
You know, on the anniversary, that's still mm-hmm. my favorite pint glass. That graphic was so well done.
That was an awesome graphic. Yeah.
I never did get a shirt. They sold out of the shirts. Yeah. It bit my big fat self.
I know. I think I just ended up with tote bags with the logo on it.
No, I had like four tote bags and everybody was like, give me one of them tote bags.
Like, I'll take those. Those are great.
Okay.
So pint glasses. Yay.
What's next?
What's
Garland Gift Shop? Oh, you wanted to talk about, you were hot to talk about SR lines. So Briar did a Monday Minute, not this week, but last week, mm-hmm. that can be found on their YouTube to talk about how the SR tickets work. And it's very, the tickets work the same way, but the location and the quantity is very different this year.
Yes. So they're going to... I'm not sure if the whole store is going to be moved to this new location. The special run stuff, at least, is in a different location. They're going to have a covered area with the misting fans and stuff, which they had that last year, and that was almost made it pleasant to be in that line.
But it's in the back paddock, right?
It's in the back paddock. But I think they're taking it away from the covered arena stuff, because sometimes the covered arena, especially with horses coming and going, like right by where that special run line is... it got occasionally a little dangerous. So I think they've moved that so it's a little further away. They are not going to be overlapping ticket times with the raffle, which is important.
Right.
Because you have to be present to win the raffle. So the ticket times are going to take like a break. They're going to do the raffle and then they restart on Saturday and Sunday. They start a little bit earlier on Sunday. There's also 500 slots per hour this
year. So what was it before? 350?
I want to say it was 475 last year, but I think the year before was 350. So they're bumping up. So I think we can look for these special run horses to be up in the number that they're going to be available.
Yeah.
So, which will be fine. Everybody will get what they want.
Good. I think I need three.
Yeah.
No, I bought another two.
I bought another ticket this week because I was worried about the surprise.
You were
horse.
An addict, man.
Yes, I
get
am.
Help.
That's why we're doing this podcast, because right? We are both addicts.
Ugh.
I also want to point out, Briar mentioned they're having pony racing at Briarfest.
I know. I can't. So I can't even with
it's going to be adorable.
You know how I feel about ponies.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
Okay, so is that everything Briar?
That is everything Briar. Well, mostly everything Briar.
We are so... Mea culpa. We know that there are auction houses.
There's those two.
Rewind. There are auction horses that are starting to come out. We're going to do another show at Jackie's house where we can be together. And we're going to get as many of the auction horses as we can. We know they won't all be out at that point, and the surprise obviously won't be out, but we're going to cover as much as we can the week before Briarfest kicks off at her place. We may drag a mic with us and do stuff at Briarfest. We'll just see.
Yeah.
So we'll cover that next show.
We can wildly speculate about the lots they haven't shown us.
Yep.
We can critique. We can try and guess what's going to go. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be fun.
One thing at a time. We're still on this podcast.
I know.
Calm down.
Okay.
Okay. So on to Copper Fox.
Yes.
So we know that they have released two new sculptures, and we haven't talked about it. And I don't know if they're bringing them to Briarfest or not.
I would... Well, they haven't been released yet. We've seen pictures of them.
So we have Winston and Scamp, right?
Yes, Winston and Scamp. So Winston is a walking draft horse, feathered draft horse.
And that's Kelly Seeley, right?
Yes. And Scamp,
sculptor.
Yes, and I think she sculpted the cob, too.
She did. Okay. She did.
And then, Scamp is a... They're not calling it a Shetland pony. They're calling it a part Shetland pony. It's a little super adorable, cantering, big mane and tail. I don't know who the sculptor is on this. It might be Kelly as well.
No, I think it's I think it's Kitty.
Oh, yeah, you might be right.
I believe it's Kitty. It's got the kitty head.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right.
Kitty, kitty. Kitty and her crazy raccoon stories.
Kitty Cantrell has the best Facebook page, period.
She does. And she's got these cameras, and she's like Snow White. Like, all the animals show up at night and sing to her or something. You got like raccoons and turkeys and foxes, and it's crazy.
Just everything.
It's nuts. Kitty is highly entertaining.
Go friend Kitty, because you will not be disappointed. Just gonna say that.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So right now, they're going to come out in resin first and then be in plastic. I guess the resin is probably going to bankroll some of the plastic.
I didn't realize that they're not coming out in plastic immediately.
I didn't think the draft horse was going to be available to order until like November this year. Like I knew it was going to, I think it was going to be a while. But I would be surprised if, because Becky's not coming over this, Becky, Benfield, who runs Copper Fox.
Yep.
That's her last name. She isn't coming over this year. She's just got an ambassador. So I would be surprised if these horses are at Briarfest, but maybe the resin copies will be available. I don't know.
Yeah. The shift towards resin to me is a little strange, but.
I want to say they've done this with something else too.
Well, you've got the mini.
The mini
Copper
of their...
Foxes, who I guess Swinta is
doing them.
Is doing those.
I really just think that Copper Fox is a small company. Injection mold plastic is not a cheap undertaking.
No. I mean, if that's what they got to do to get a new mold going, more power to them.
Yeah, then that's fantastic. It, you know, gets people stuff they want.
So you don't have to do it like Briar does, be completely plastic, and you know, resin mm-hmm. is a side business. So, you know, make your own business plan. Whatever works for you. So Winston's a cutie. I like mm-hmm. the little curl in his mane. I think
that's
kind of
cute. I like his long forelock.
I like Kelly's stuff. Like I Kelly just has a pleasant style.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm eyeing so again. Just smack me. Smack me when I start eyeing. Be like you're eyeing.
You're eyeing.
All right. On to stone.
Yes.
We want to talk about precious stone.
We do. So stones decorators, they call them precious stones because stone. They've got a new color out called turquoise. It's actually quite pretty.
Yeah, he is really pretty.
That is really pretty.
I believe it's on their bunny.
Yes.
And it's going to be a limited run pre-order. And I might have to scare myself up one of these because I really like turquoise. So I don't know how limited run. I don't know what he's going to cost. Or she. Is Bunny a she? A shoe with a name like Bunny.
I would say
she.
With a name like Bunny, she is. But I don't actually know. it says you can pre-order them, but I don't see any.
Yeah.
Any information off on their web on their Facebook page. They're also doing some kind of raffle.
They're doing a contest.
Yeah.
For 3 days at the Marriott Griffin Gate, which is next mm-hmm. door to the Chin. Stay Thursday, July 12th through Saturday, July 14th in one of the Marriott's luxurious air-conditioned suites featuring two double beds, indoor and outdoor swimming pool, free breakfast, and stone horse shopping. Over a $500 Value $25 per ticket. Winner revealed on June 19th.
So that'd be soon.
Yeah.
That'd be next
That's
week.
A good package.
Yeah. Know? The Griffin Gaze is a nice hotel, and it's walking distance.
It is
to the gym.
A nice hotel, except rabbit hole. Rabbit hole alert. The one time I stayed there, I was like, I'm a grown up. I have a real job. I'm gonna stay at the Griffin Gate, right? Don't spit your drink out. The air conditioning didn't work in my room. That was the first thing. I mean, it's a nice room.
Well, that's a problem. I know, so that's
I finally
a problem
got him to fix
you.
The air conditioning. And the second night I was there, in the middle of the night, the damn fire alarm goes off, right? So there I am, standing outside of the Griffin Gate with two of my most valuable models clutched in my hand, with a bunch of Japanese businessmen standing around with their golf clubs in their bathrobes.
Their most valuable possessions. I will know.
Like, never again. So
that is a very Briarfest story.
It's totally sharing. Like, and I didn't see any other hobbyists, so, you know.
But Griffin Gate is nice.
Yeah, Griffin Gate is nice.
Don't worry about parking at the gym.
Lots of golf.
Lots of golf.
Yeah, that's the other thing. If Peter Stone is not, I don't know how much they've got going at the Marriott, if anything. So parking in their lot may be out.
Yeah, it might be. The rumor was they were not thrilled with it last year.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So, yeah, so I'm leading, this is not on the show flow, but I'm leading a campaign for people to use Uber and Lyft if they're not staying at the gym.
I think Aaron Corbett suggested to them that they do a Groupon or something like that for Uber or Lyft.
They should, because that would,
yes, that would
make
be very
things
smart.
A little easier down
there. I just don't understand why they don't give passes to the people that are staying there.
They claim it is not possible.
That
I had a tangle with the manager over this last year, because the year before I damaged my car parking in some
I damaged
ass.
Your car.
Well, yeah,
it
was
four wheeling on the median.
Yeah, and it's I have a PT Cruiser. It's very low to the ground. It is not meant to go four wheeling on the median.
Dumped it wasn't air conditioning liquid on my feet all the way home.
Yeah, I mean, it was an inexpensive fix in that my mechanic didn't charge me for it, but we had no air conditioning and we had like an ocean of water dumping
Lake
into
Michigan.
The car. Like the
that
whole
was
ride
the,
home.
That was the niece year too.
Yes, that was
so the Riley niece and year. Mac were like, "What is going on?"
We had to stop and get paper towels at every rest
Buckets.
Stop we went by.
That was crazy.
So,
but getting back to the Stone thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about this logo here.
Yeah, that is interesting.
So they have a cartoon, kind of a cartoon of the turquoise bunny, and mm-hmm. it says Stone Horses, and there's a big 5-3 on it, and it says mm-hmm. 1965 to 2018. Now, gentle viewers, I was part of the hobby when Stone Horses was founded.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the mid-90s. Now
we had internet.
Yeah. Peter was most definitely a force in the hobby for at least that long, since 1965, before I was born. Part of Reeves, mm-hmm. part of Briar Animal Creations. But Stone Horses, on its own, has not been around since 1965. And I'm not sure I agree with this marketing strategy, because I don't feel like it's on the up and up. But
yeah, it implies that they've been around as long as Briar. And really, I want to say Stone Horses probably got its start like 95. I think that's when their first horses were out, in like 94, 95.
I want to say 96, 97. Either way, it was not 1965.
It was not 1965.
I don't blame them for wanting to celebrate Peter's longevity in the hobby, mm-hmm. but I would not couch it this way.
Yeah.
And if people are upset about that, I'm sorry, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's no real explanation as to what that 65 is about either. I mean, is that the date? Because Peter's father, here we're going down the Peter Stone rabbit hole. Peter's father, Sam Stone,
Sam. Yep.
Was the one who founded Briar, I think. And I'm not sure if 65 is when the reins were passed to Peter.
That's what I would think, because it was in the 50s. It was in the 50s when they got the Woolworth contract with the clock
horses. Yes, with the horses, yeah.
But that's for another podcast. Yeah, at any rate, that's
another topic.
I personally just want to put out there that Stone Horses has done a lot for this hobby. They've helped revolutionize a big giant leap forward in quality
and technology.
But they have not been around since 1965. Yeah,
100%. I mean, those nice sharp pinto markings we have today, that's
masking.
Stone Horses.
Yeah, thanks, masking, Stone Horses.
That's Stone Horses.
Yep. All right. Moving on.
So our final Briar thing, which is not Briar Fest.
Oh, Scottsdale
Stampede.
So, yeah, Scottsdale Stampede is a yearly, one of the yearly gatherings they have for 200 hobbyists. What did they start with? The Mardi Gras themed one? Was that it? That was in New Jersey?
There was a thing called the premier event in like 2000 or 2001, which was a factory tour. That was Marvelous.
Yes.
The rearing silver in that pretty color.
Yep.
That was the first one. And then periodically they've had these other events.
But they started to get pretty regular the last 5 or 6 years with having one a year.
Yeah, or every other year or something like that. So this is one of these events. As the name implies, it's in Scottsdale, Arizona. So they're going to...
Nice resort. We've seen pictures.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
The pool looks dope.
Yeah.
But what it's interesting because they've always kind of given us very little warning. And we'll draw names next week. And they've changed the way that you can enter and how you are awarded tickets. This time they seem to be a lot more thoughtful about, you know, giving us a long lead time to enter, which I think is part of the reason that it's been noticed by a lot of folks that many, many people who are used to getting drawn for these things weren't. There was a lot. There was a lot of people that weren't drawn.
We weren't drawn.
We weren't drawn. And that's fine. Yeah. I'm not complaining.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that if it's the influence of the new branding and marketing people, I think it's smart, you know, because they're conducting stuff like this in a much more professional manner. And Scottsdale looks like it's at a nice resort. And they've, you know, going to what? An Arabian farm?
An Arabian farm and a reining horse.
A reining thing.
Guy, yeah. The model for the event is a reining horse.
It's Nakota, right?
Yeah.
It's a Nakota. It's buckskin.
With a big bald
splash
face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only other thing I want to note about Scottsdale, and, you know, it's been a little bit of scuttlebutt. We've only seen one of these things, but there was one person anonymously scalping an extra ticket, which that's kind of a pill. Like, I don't have any problem. I will be the first person to tell you, flip your models all day long. This is America, Jack. Capitalism. Right. Capitalism, baby. But
resell that thing on eBay. But your ticket.
Your ticket? Come on, guys. There's, you know, that's no value added. And that's just, it's tacky. That's just my opinion. I know it's your opinion, too.
That's, yeah, my opinion.
If you guys
want
to sound off about that also being capitalism, let me know.
Probably tackle that whole thing.
Yeah, we're gonna have a flipping show at one point. Mm-hmm. What's inbounds, what's out? How far will you go for a special model? Because
some of us go pretty far.
Yeah. Briar West.
That's for another time.
Okay. We'll be right back with hobby events.
And we're back with hobby events that are not Briarfest. And we've actually, and a little Briarfest. Something we left out last time, just because we are not in the loop with we both collect China, but we're not really in the loop with the China people. And I think we got a little overshadowed with Clinky Mayhem. But the Hagen Reneker Collectors Club, which is headed mostly by Christine Lucas Francis, is having a fellowship event. Is it next weekend?
Fellowship weekend. It's the weekend before Briarfest, July 7th and 8th at Lucas Francis Studio in Dandridge. But they are having a kind of Clinky Mayhem mini before Briarfest starts. And they're going to have, I believe, Ed Alcorn's going to be there. And The Horse You Want is stopping in. Share the Love. And... They're going to have food and good times and sales. I don't know if they're having a show. If Christina wants to reach out and give us more information, we'll hit it up on the next show. But we felt bad about leaving that out.
Because that's a by hobbyist.
I honestly had no one. Yeah, I had no idea. So, yeah. You know, when I saw Fellowship getting tossed around after Clinky Mayhem, I was like, what's going on? And everybody's like, oh, Christina's having an event. So, I've been to several events Christina's held. She's a total pro, and it's going to be great. So, you know, you guys have a great time. We'd love to have a report from Fellowship. We still need a report from Clinky Mayhem. So, China Heads, get off your butts.
Come on, China Heads.
Yeah, what's up?
You want to talk about your horses? We know you do.
You guys are so, like, weird. We need some insight.
We'll hit them up at Briarfest. It'll be fine.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. And then finally, we've got the Briarfest Briarfest Live show judges. We've got the whole staff list, which we'll put up on the blog page, the show blog. But I'll just kind of go over quickly as to who the actual judges are.
Let's just hit up the judges because that's super interesting.
Yeah. So for regular run, it's Heather Ray and Joanna Bechtel.
I don't know Joanna, but Heather Ray is an outstanding OF judge and an outstanding collector. She is fantastic.
Excellent. Special run judges are Megan Namaste and Betsy Andrews. Betsy Andrews has been in the hobby for just about forever.
Does she still have Mar?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Yeah.
Mar 410?
Yeah, something like that. collectability judges are Carrie Cheney and Sarah Roche, and that is going to be a good division.
Yeah,
those
it is.
Those two know yeah, their stuff.
Is. Yeah, it is.
That's going to be amazing. Breed and limited run is Mary Vineyard and Michelle Masters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Michelle's judging?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't know. I've ever seen her judge at Briarfest before. Custom judges.
Oh, and Mary Vineyard's also awesome. So
excellent. Custom judges, Allie Davidson, who does a lot of customizing herself.
Yep.
Full judge is Latricia Wise. Mini judge
I don't know
is,
her.
I know her name, but that's about it. Mini judge is Pam Simanchik. Mary Vineyard is also the novice performance judge.
Oh, good for her.
So she's doing double duty.
She'll be great.
She will. English performance judge is Leah Cooper.
Corper.
They spelled her name wrong.
Whoop.
Western judge is Erin Corbett.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Ugh.
She's somebody over on the left coast, I think. Miscellaneous performance judge is Tiff Purdy.
Tiffany.
Your collectability classes, the commonality class is going to be Sarah, Latricia, and Sandy.
Sandy Schneider. Fantastic. Oh, that's Sandy Schneider. God, she is a monster.
She knows everything.
Like everything.
Like
she
everything.
Is a walking compendium.
Yes. Variety is Heather Ray, Betsy Andrews, and Carrie
Cheney.
Also great. Novice is Joanna, Megan, and Pam. So I think that's a pretty
That's actually a
crew.
Really great crew.
Yeah.
Really great. All right.
So Briarfest Live's going to be good.
Bring your best, folks.
Good times.
All right. So we're going to work towards closing this thing out. So this is, we're trying to break this into two shows. So we want to tease the next show. This is also going to be before Briarfest because just too much is going on. So, we want to talk about the auction horses, obviously. Go ahead, Jax.
I would say also, just, you know, the model horse gods smiled upon us because I am not working the weekend before Briarfest, which is really weird for me to have two weekends off in a row. So, and Heather will be here. Are you coming in on Friday?
Saturday.
Okay, so Heather and I will
I am flying in, people. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about our wacko.
This is what we do.
Bond here. I bought a ticket to fly to New Jersey so I can drive for 10 hours with Jackie back the other way.
12 hours. It's more than you think.
Oh my God!
But we'll have Saturday and Sunday because I should be completely organized by then with all my crap.
We're having charcuterie party, right?
Oh heck yeah! We're having charcuterie and wine.
And then we can do the final podcast recording Sunday, and then we leave Monday.
Yes. So we're going to have our auction wild speculation show
We're hoping most of it's up by then.
Yeah. We'll ship it off to Josh. Maybe it'll be ready for you guys when you drive into
Kentucky. Yeah, we'd like to. We'll drop the tracks in Dropbox and hopefully publish right before Briarfest starts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Technology is amazing.
It is. It is. I can't believe we didn't do this earlier. We're so dumb.
I know. Well, right. Things got better.
Future topics.
So that's our next thing. And then we've got a bunch of really great suggestions from everybody for stuff to cover, you know, when it slows down and it's not Briarfest season.
Right. We want to talk about Summer Prosser, sculptor, color designer extraordinaire, suggested doing some hobby history stuff. We also, hers was more of an anecdotal take. While we actually want to talk straight history, and maybe we could get Nancy Kelly and some other people involved in those podcasts to really dig into the Briar Stone lore.
Talk about how showing got started in general.
Yeah, talk about Marnie. Talk about some of the really early pioneers of the hobby. I what I call myself is a second wave hobbyist. I was not part of the first wave that actually, you know, started everything. So that's even knowing some of that details is lost on me because I don't know all the history.
Yeah, and we're losing that history because these people are getting older and they're dying off. And when they're gone, they're gone.
We also Kitty Iverson contacted me, and also I believe Kim Murray and some other people from the UK. We want to get into global showing. We didn't have any downloads in Russia, and I don't know if that's an affectation of Russia not telling us we were downloaded there, or
or maybe their English isn't so good.
We could have listeners in North Korea. Well, that's the other thing, and I told Kitty this that I want to look into podcast translations.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Apparently it's not that expensive and not that hard to do, but I haven't researched it fully. But we really want to talk with other countries' showing members about how it runs for them and how it differs from American showing and what is valued, what their judging philosophies are. I think it's sad that the reciprocity with Nan, I believe I read that it ended, so that's not happening anymore.
No. It didn't end. The Australian Horse Club folded.
Oh, okay.
No, it didn't
end. And that's another. We've got a bunch of listeners in Australia as well. Mm-hmm. Well, so we really love, that'll be a future show, so I'll be reaching out, we'll be reaching out to people for their experience and feedback on that. And finally, of course, I've been plugging Youth in the Hobby, you know, near and dear to my heart. I've also had some great feedback from like Julie Matz out of Kentucky and some other people about what we're lacking and why. And I won't get into it here, but we've got some serious problems about welcoming people into this hobby. And if I'm being honest, when I was in my mid 20s, we had problems then.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
There are some mean old people in this hobby, and they were there then, and they're there now,
and
they're there now. You know, some really unwelcoming personalities. So we'll get into that later. We also want to talk the poll question about performance prep. We got a lot of response.
Yeah. So I don't know that it was totally clear. The reason why we came up with this is we did have a mutual friend who told us that someone had said to her that she felt that the kind of intensive preparation that some of the, you know, the top of their game performance showers do is cheating. And I know most of our people were kind of like, well, what? You know, how can you practice isn't cheating?
Well, and to be honest, that's not the first time I heard it. Like, that was an example. That was the latest example. And it's not obviously majority opinion, but it's, you know, one of those weird little takes that you're like, what?
Yeah, and we're serious when we say, if this is how you feel, we would like to know how you came to that decision and that feeling. And if you're not comfortable making a comment on Facebook or on the blog where you feel you might get jumped on, send us an email.
Yeah. info@mayorsandblack.com.
Yeah. We won't, if you don't want us to use your name, we won't use your name.
Absolutely.
But we are genuinely interested.
Yeah, people are welcome to comment anonymously. Just make that request, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
we are here to share constructive feedback. We're not here to tear anybody down or make fun of them.
We're not here to dogpile people. We don't, yeah. you know, that we're not going to let that kind of stuff go on.
Nope.
We want genuine conversation.
Absolutely. And like we said before, we're going to preview the auction models as much as they have up at that time and squee about that. So. Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
So, I'm going to segue to sponsors and shout outs. I've been working on, we talked a little bit earlier about shouting out shows. I'm working on packages for sponsorship. We can obviously tailor to what people want to do. Pre-show, mid-show, end of show. Shout outs for shows, for artists, for pieces you have coming out that you want to draw attention to, depending on... when our podcast timing. Is coming out. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not exorbitantly expensive to advertise on our show, anywhere from, you know, 25, 15, even mm-hmm. for a shout out, to 25 to 50, depending on how long the ad is, where it appears in the show, blah, blah, blah. So just give us a shout at info@mayorsandblack.com if you're interested in a sponsorship or a shout out, and we'll talk.
And we'll get this thing rolling. It'll be groovy.
Yeah.
Also, we had such a response to the t-shirts that they're not ordered for ourselves.
We just bought them for ourselves because we're narcissists.
That's how we roll. And we got stickers. We're like, these will be fun at Briarfest. And people, like, freaked out. So we designed a shirt that we're going to pre-sell. So there'll be information. Information is already on the blog. I believe,
yes.
for pre-sales.
And we are not bringing shirts to sell out of the room. If you want a shirt, we will hand it off to you at Briarfest, but we're not going to have shirts to purchase there. We'll have other stuff.
Our plan is to have shirts printed and shipped directly to the Clarion, and we'll just give them out there, so we're not carting them back and forth. We will have hats and tote bags, because Lord knows everyone needs a tote bag at Briarfest.
And they're big tote bags.
They're big. They're nice tote bags. And we'll have stickers, too. So we'll have that kind of stuff for sale. We're trying to put together some kind of scavenger hunt.
Last year, we were in the room with
the Pokemon. We had the little Pokemon all over the hotel. And that went over way better than I thought it would. And if we do something similar, I will be hiding whatever it is much better than I hid the Pokemon.
Absolutely. And the prize will be a swag bag. So you'll get the tote and a couple shirts and a hat and some stickers.
And you can be our biggest fan.
Yeah. You'll get a shout out.
So we'll keep an eye on the blog for more information about that.
I think that's fun, man.
That is going to be fun.
You know. And I guess finally, so stay tuned for the next show. That'll happen right before Briarfest. When we're starting to get on the road and make the journey. Otherwise, we'll see everyone there. What's our room number? We're in the same room. We're in 620. Come see us. We'll have the logo on the door.
Oh, no, we won't. Because you can't stick things on the door.
I thought you could. You just couldn't use sticky
bits. No. There was no, you can't. As of last year, you couldn't stick things on the door.
Can you put it on the wall?
We can put it on the wall. It'll be on the wall.
We'll put it on the wall.
Yeah.
We should get clings.
Oh my gosh, we should. I'll go check Vistaprint.
Okay. So come by 620. Jackie has overscheduled herself this year, to be honest.
I'm doing 5 shows in 4 days, people.
Yeah.
Because I'm stupid.
And I'm a little overscheduled. I'm judging everything, but I think I'm off Friday. But we're there most evenings. She'll be prepping. We'll be hanging in the room. So come by and say, hey, we want to meet everybody. Face-to-face feedback we can do on the fly. Little
interviews,
quotes to put on the show. We're just super excited to see everybody this year. So we will talk to you in about a week or so.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's all we got for today.
Yeah.
Excellent. So.
Until next time.
Until next time. Was it, this is your podcast by hobbyists for hobbyists.
For hobbyists. Married by hobbyists. All right. Mazes are black. We're out.
Bye.